This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, a little bit of breaking news as we went to break before we talked to Chris Rose. The Toronto Raptors, Jonte Porter, has been banned from the league after an investigation revealed that he had disclosed confidential information to bettors, limited his participation in at least one game while he was with the Raptors, and bet on NBA games while playing in the G League. There's a little bit
including
more to this.
Including Raptor games.
Yeah, so...
And bet on them to lose.
All right, Jeff, give me your initial reaction to this story. Again, Jonte Porter banned from the NFL for gambling.
Though gambling is legal in many, many places now, it's not legal for players who are participating in professional sports. And
or people that work in the team.
Yeah, and if you needed proof, boom, there you have it. And I think it says a lot about the credibility of what's going on. Clearly, the leagues have partnered up, Andy, with legalized gambling. But they have laws in place to govern themselves, and they are not going to mess around with those. And Jonte Porter is the first person who's had the hammer dropped on him. My guess is he might not be the last. But
no,
I hope other folks are smarter than that.
All right, so I see a couple things here. One, I see a player who got busted for doing something. Allegedly. I don't know. Is it official? I mean, it's not like... It's official that he has been...
It's official enough.
It's official that he has been banned from the NBA. Okay, so let's...
Did he do it? They didn't just make that stuff up. You know? He took himself out of a game, as Jake said. He felt ill.
Okay.
Came out of the game. At prop bets. Oh, boy.
One, obviously access for these guys to make bets legally now through a legal source is available.
Sure.
In 10 times the way that it was before. They're not running through sports books in Atlantic City or Vegas anymore. So those days are gone, right? So you can kind of see how the access is extremely easy for any athlete to be in there. Two, he got busted. And I'm wondering if it's because of the partnerships now that these leagues have with the sports betting operations. And so I don't know that it's bad for Jonte Porter, and it's bad for anybody who's making bets that's playing or is a part of an organization. But by the same token, like you said at the beginning, they're exposed now, because if they're trying to make these bets through these operations, they're getting caught. And so maybe this helps and cleans up the game a little bit more. Do you understand what I'm saying there? Like, I don't see this as with Pete Rose back in the day, you look at it, you're like, oh, that's horrible. I can't believe it. And what did he do? What didn't he do? In this situation, you now see that, you're probably looking at a partner for one of the leagues that figured out that a guy was gambling on his own sport. And so that I think maybe that if we can figure that out quicker, and the NBA is also telling every member that's underneath that NBA logo, dude, you better not do this or you're going to get busted like Jonte Porter did, and you're going to be done, not now, not for a month, not for a season, forever.
And that should be a warning for everybody involved.
Yeah.
I mean, and it should be reassuring, I would think, Andy, for folks who are NBA fans.
I agree. Like, I think this is good for us. I'm just looking at this whole thing, and you know, there's all kinds of information about how they did the NBA investigation. This is ESPN story. The NBA investigation found that Porter revealed information about his own health to a known sports bettor ahead of the March 20th game against the Kings. Another bettor privy to information placed an $80,000 same game parlay bet that featured unders on Porter's statistics that would win $1.1 million, according to the NBA. Porter placed 3 minutes before leaving a game with an illness. I'm looking at the story and I'm like, why Porter would do this? I understand he wants the money.
Well, either he has a problem, or he just got caught up in it and did some really stupid things.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know? And regardless, they're stupid. Maybe it's because he has a gambling addiction, Andy. We don't have any idea. Bottom line is, the guy screwed up big time, got caught, and is paying a huge price.
Here's the other thing. I mean, I don't know how anybody who's listening to us right now would be surprised that a player would get busted for doing this. Like, this is not... Like, you had to expect that when gambling started to blossom and bloom throughout the country... that we would start to hear. I'm actually surprised we don't hear more stories about lifetime bans on more sports and more players. And I mean, look at baseball. Shohei Ohtani. I'm just expecting more and more of these stories every day, every month, because that's just the society we live in right now. That we're going to find more players that are going to get busted for doing this. And you really got to be smart to not bet on your own game. You're probably better off if you're an athlete, not only not betting on your own game, but just betting, period. Because you'll have plenty of time when your career is over, when you're lucky enough to even get to the highest level.
Some of the stuff was placed, you know, like through a buddy's, through a friend's account and stuff like that. The guy got busted, Andy. That's a shame for him, but honestly, I do think it should be reassuring for NBA fans. I think the NBA is not going to tolerate this stuff.
I don't think any of them are.
Well, without question.
Yeah.
This is the first example that we have here.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Just, you know, A, it's really rough for him. B, it's really stupid by him.
Again, so, according to the ESPN report, this is from the league. There's nothing more important than protecting the integrity of the NBA competition for our fans, our teams, and everyone associated with the sport. This is why Jontay Porter's blatant violation of our game rules are being met with the most severe punishment. That's Adam Silver saying this while announcing the ban. As a fan, I think this makes me feel pretty good. I like the fact that they were able to find someone that was doing this. But I'm not surprised. Like, I'm not surprised at all. How old is Porter? You know, you got somebody comes over. And by the way, this has been happening for years. We know that this stuff kind of happens. It just never comes to this point. And now we're talking about this coming to this point. And, you know, because it's legalized, the eyes and the watching the bets and seeing what's happening and freezing bets and seeing things and like they're looking. The groups that are doing these, that are putting it out there, are watching to see where the bets are coming or where they're coming from and what the payouts are and all that stuff because that you know they don't want to get ripped off. The leagues don't want to lose the integrity of their games and you know I thought in the beginning I thought it would be weird if the leagues partnered up with some of these betting firms. But now it gives them instant access to see if there's anything unusual going on, to see if someone's, you know, trying to, you know, milk the system. So, one, the story doesn't surprise me at all. Two, hey, they busted somebody. This sends a message to all those who are involved that if you're going to try to taint a game, you're not going to get away with it. You're just not.
There it
is. And so I think that this isn't, I mean, it's a bad story for Porter, but it might be a good story for us. Let's talk to Dave in Cleveland. Hi, Dave. How are you?
David.
Good, buddy. Sorry, I caught you in the wrong time with the noise, but what I want to say is, what about all the people that bet on him that game for him to shoot, you know, 10 points or 12 points, and he took himself out of the game? What about all those people that lost that bet?
Yeah, I don't know. What's the right repercussion? Because again, you know, it is gambling, and you have the opportunity to win or lose. Now,
in their case, Dave, they just didn't win their bets.
There's
not much you can say about that.
Hmm.
Yeah, it stinks, but that's the deal.
All right, more reaction to this coming up here in a second. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.